you guys.
You are here for us.
Yeah.
We appreciate that, Kevin.
I'm happy to do it. Sorry we couldn't do it on our appointed day.
But we had the game yesterday and the doubleheader and everything like that. So
Twin Bill, yeah.
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 I like that.
And I ran into Kevin during the girls' game yesterday. He was up watching the women's game.
Did you literally run into him, or did
no?
You
but use, he was okay. He was sitting there with Keener Fry from the.
I'd have felt bad for Kevin if that happened.
Yeah.
Oh boy, no comment.
He might not have gotten out of the hospital yet.
anyway, the point is,
he was up there with Keener Fry, the alumni director, and Kevin having his gourmet dinner before the men's game last night.
Oh, yeah. That was Nathan Hot Dogs.
Yeah.
Oh, I was getting ready to say, I thought it was legitimately gourmet. Okay.
No, it was not fully gourmet. It was fully decorated.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I love them.
Are you?
That's what I have at every arena.
Can you put ketchup on a hot dog, Kevin?
No.
Oh, come on.
No.
All right.
No. It's got to be mustard and relish.
Yeah. All right. All right, that's fair. All right, let's dive into last night, Kevin, where, I mean, we've kind of dissected it a little bit. The Cowboys, I like how Justin James said, it was a win, but we weren't satisfied. We didn't deserve to win. We should have lost. And it seems like Coach Edwards was kind of hammering that point home in the locker room that says, you got to come out and you got to play from the get-go. Otherwise, things like that are going to happen. And you know, Wyoming was definitely the better team, but they didn't play like it for, what, 37, 38 minutes?
No, they really didn't. And I have to compliment Eastern Washington. I haven't seen many teams in the arena against a Wyoming team shoot that well, especially from the arc. So they made a lot of shots, and they made a lot of shots that were under duress. Now, they had some open looks, too, but they made some really tough threes with guys like Herndon and who am I trying to think of here? But Herndon especially out there, and that's not easy to do over a guy like that. But, you know, I was trying to think of Dalton. Dalton also had a couple shot right in his face. But I just didn't get the impression the Cowboys were really believing that this was going to be a tough team, and I don't know how much they really respected them. And once they realized that the thing was going the way it was going, they were already down and struggling. And to not have a lead in on your home floor until the second half, that's amazing. But credit to Eastern Washington, they did make a lot of shots. I think the Cowboys could have played much better defensively, but some of those shots were against some pretty good defense. They just had a night shooting the ball.
Kevin, I thought the thing in the first half that it really impressed me about Eastern Washington was their ball movement. They were passing that ball around very crisply and getting the open shots in the first half simply because the Cowboys weren't getting over to cover where the ball ended up and where the shot came from because the movement of the ball around the perimeter was so fast.
Well, and they did a good job of that. They did a good job spacing it so that it was more difficult. They had some open looks, especially in the corners, and that was due to the way they moved it. But I'll tell you, they have a really good player. And when you have a guy who's that good a player, you can really do a lot of things. You always have a go-to guy. And now their guards shot really well, but when it really came down to the end of the clock, usually Bliznick had the ball and did something with it. He's a really, really talented player, and he Wyoming has not been able to stop him two games in a row. He's just a scoring machine, but their other guys did a good job of ball movement and getting open, and I thought they were a well-coached team.
I liked how Wyoming didn't settle for the three-point shot and get in a three-point shooting contest with Eastern Washington and went with the game plan. I'm assuming that was the game plan, to get it in the paint with the decided advantage that they did have. I mean, they outscored Eastern 56-20 in the paint, so I'm assuming that was the game plan. But I did, because we've seen them get settled into that three-point shot a lot. They did not do that last night.
No, they didn't, to their credit. And the game plan was to attack the rim. Alan had told us that this team was not a very good rim protector, and he said we felt like we could get inside, get a higher percentage shot, And they did, as you just mentioned. That's a lot of points in the paint for a Wyoming team. The Cowboys don't usually score that much inside. But even Herndon was posting up on the low block, and we don't see him do that very often. So, I think it really helped to have Naughton play like he played inside. This Eastern Washington team was not a big physical team by any means. And the Cowboys took advantage of that, and thus all the points in the paint.
That mad scramble at the end to tie it up, that was something else. I would have loved to have heard, you know, we were in the at the game. I would have loved to have heard Dave's call, because that was kind of chaotic to see in person. But it worked out in Wyoming's favor for sure.
Well, it did, but when you're down by 5 with 18 seconds left, you don't feel real good about it. when Hayden hit that 3, then all of a sudden you now have a chance, and that's the beauty of the 3. The way in the past, with a 5-point deficit, 18 seconds, you probably lost the game. But the 3 ball has changed all that, and when he hit that one, then everybody, I think, believed they had a chance to win. Up to that point, had he have missed that shot, I think it would have been tough for the Cowboys to win. But he hit the big shot, and you got to hand it to Wyoming for coming back, as you said, down the stretch with the deficit that they had. But it seemed like every time the Cowboys were getting close, the Eagles would hit another 3, and they would go from 3-6 or 2-5, and had to hand it to them. They kept battling, and they kept making shots to stay in that game. And even though they've been on the road a lot and they haven't had a lot of success, I thought they played really well. And they're probably, when they got home, they're sitting there going, how could we play any better and lose? That's an unfortunate thing for them. They really did play well, but they missed some critical free throws, probably in the last minute even, that Wyoming probably wouldn't have been able to overcome. But they missed them. They left the door open, and when Hayden hit that 3, you felt really good about it.
Kevin, I know you got to take off here in a couple minutes for some meetings. Josh Allen said he was about 90% on Monday. I know they got back to the practice field today. Is he above the 90% threshold?
Well, you know, I don't know. I was really encouraged. You heard the same things I did, and I was really encouraged about how he was feeling. I think right now he's to the point where he's throwing the ball maybe not quite as good as he loves to do, but he's throwing it well. And I think that you've got to feel really good that he'll be ready to go. I know this. He wants to play in that game, and he's made that perfectly clear. So I think his injury is getting a lot better. He's got a lot more velocity on the ball. And I feel really good about his chances of playing.
Very good. Kevin?
When do you head out for Boise? Are you going up there like, you know, a week in advance to enjoy all the things that Boise has to offer?
You know, actually, I don't have to go until we're going the 21st. So we've got a game here on the 19th.
Right.
And so we got to be here for that one. And we're going to leave on the 21st. So we'll miss out on some of the festivities, but we'll be there in time for the game and look forward to it.
Very good. Kevin, we appreciate it. We'll let you get back to work. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye. There you